pleaded guilty to a felony and misdemeanor in October. The Milwaukee Democrat and former co-chair of the powerful Joint Finance Committee was originally charged with 18 felonies more than 3 years ago. Since that time, his case has seen numerous appeals. His attorney, Robert Friedert, says Burke has racked up hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, and his family has had to endure the negative spotlight this case carried with it. Friedert asked Judge William Faust to consider those factors and hand down a sentence of community service and probation. He told Faust that Burke would already carry these charges to his grave.
The opening line of his obituary is already written. It reads, "Former State Senator Brian Burke, who was convicted of a felony for using his office to illegally campaign money," and so on. That's what his obituary will read, because that's the way the world is. Even in death, he won't escape this, and his children and grandchildren will read that.
Friedert highlighted Burke's legislative career, saying he could have used his law license and talent to get rich, but he used it instead to serve the public. He called Burke a fallen angel who made a mistake. Burke himself said very little at his sentencing, but he did accept blame for his actions.
"I'm the one who made the wrong choices. I failed the people who elected me. And it's very difficult because my wife and my three daughters have suffered as much or more than I have. And I realize that it's entirely my fault."
But Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard told Judge Faust that Burke's case could have been resolved much sooner under several scenarios. He says Burke could have quit his illegal fundraising when it was first exposed, and there was nothing forcing his lawyers to appeal the case so exhaustively. Blanchard also rejected Burke's claim that he had caused the lines between state work and campaigning to blur until they disappeared.
"This is not merely using an office copier to copy some literature or have someone mention a fundraiser in the Capitol. This is systematic, intentional misconduct for the dishonest advantage of his campaign."
Ultimately, Judge Faust agreed. He said that from the time when he first accepted this case, he could see a scenario where Burke might serve prison time.
"You stole money from the taxpayers of Wisconsin to fund your run for higher office. It always looked that simple to me, if the state could prove it, and it looks that way to me now."
The 6-month jail sentence Faust handed down was the maximum allowed under the plea agreement reached by Burke's lawyers and prosecutors. In announcing the sentence, Faust said some of the cases that come before him never garner much attention after they leave his courtroom. He told Burke this case is a little different.
"There are buildings full of people within just a few blocks of here who pay very close attention. And I think it's important to state and recognize how wrong what you did was."
Faust also fined Burke roughly $88,000. $75,000 of that will come from his campaign fund. Burke is scheduled to start serving his sentence in January. He will be eligible for a work release program. The cases of four other current and former lawmakers charged with corruption have yet to be resolved. Former Senator Chuck Kawala will next be sentenced for his own felony pleas. Trials are still pending for former Representatives Stephen Foti and Bonnie Ledwig and current Representative Scott Jensen. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.